This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hi there. Greetings from Mary O'Neill. You are tuned into Radio Hawke's Bay, where the classics never fade and the smiles keep sailing. Welcome to all visitors to the Napier Art Deco Festival. This radio show has been created especially for you. Whether you are listening in your car or relaxing in your hotel room, it's the perfect companion as you take a break from the many events and festivities around the city. Today, I will be your host as we step into the world of Art Deco charm through the beloved Shirley Temple doll and the craftsmanship that brought this darling image to life. That's right, it's time for our annual Art Deco show special. Whether you are a lifelong collector, a curious newcomer, a festival visitor, or someone who simply enjoys the nostalgia of a classic toy, this show offers delightful discoveries. Stay tuned and join us on Radio Hawke's Bay for more. Let's start. In 1934, the Ideal Toy Company came out with a doll inspired by child movie star whose name was Shirley Temple. It was an instant hit. The company sold millions of Shirley Temple dolls, and by 1935, Ideal had become the most profitable company in America. The Shirley Temple dolls represent more than just a toy. It's a symbol of joy, resilience that brought comfort during the Great Depression in the 1930s. Shirley Temple dolls have maintained their lasting appeal across generations, remaining treasured keepsakes for collectors and fans. Recently, I purchased two Ideal Toy Company Shirley Temple dolls from the 1970s, a time when they were still immensely popular and widely cherished. The earliest Ideal dolls created in the 1930s and 1940s were composition. In 1950s, production shifted primarily to vinyl, marking the start of the line's most recognizable era. This vinyl production continued through the early 1960s with limited manufacturing extending into the early 1970s. Shirley Temple dolls were reintroduced in fine porcelain by Danbury Mint in the 1990s. In New Zealand, handcrafted salt and plaster Shirley Temple figures also enjoyed continued popularity throughout the 1970s and 1980s. These charming, attractive pieces were commonly sold at local fairs and markets. Today, original composition dolls from the 1930s to 1940s are highly valued by collectors, with prices often ranging from modest sums to over $2,000 for rare mint condition 1930s composition dolls. Original 1930s Ideal Toy Company dolls in good condition, especially those retaining their original outfits and boxes, are highly sought after. The 1950s vinyl dolls typically sell for around $150, depending on condition, while the 1980s and later reproduction versions generally carry lower market values due to their greater availability and more recent production. Here is our original Shirley Temple story for today. Last year, Anne Watts from Wellington donated more than 80 dolls to help support the reopening of the Mary O'Neill Doll Museum, which had sadly been burgled. Her remarkable contribution represents one of the largest regional doll collections given to the museum, and we sincerely appreciate her kindness and generosity. Among the donated pieces is an original Italian Cares doll that has been beautifully redressed in a Shirley Temple outfit inspired by the one she wore in the 1932 film The Prodigal Son. This special doll is a wonderful example of how Shirley Temple inspired doll fashions for generations ahead. Mrs. Watts moved from the UK to New Zealand after marrying her husband Harvey. Years later, her mother sent her a large-sized childhood doll dressed in Shirley Temple's outfit to reconnect her with cherished memories from her life back home in the UK. My uncle bought the doll for me while he was at sea, though I'm not sure which country he purchased her from, possibly sometime in the 1950s. She was originally dressed in a pale blue floral frilly dress and wore a straw hat. Over the years, the dress became worn and tatty, so a friend of my mother kindly made her a new outfit, Mrs. Watts said. Shirley Temple dolls allowing children to own a doll dressed just like her on screen. A child movie star outfit strengthens the emotional and historical connection between the doll and her cinematic legacy, a tribute to the lasting charm and cultural impact of Shirley Temple. Having an outfit made by a family friend in the UK makes Shirley Temple's outfit even more special. It's part of Shirley Temple's evolving story, just like real children grow and change their wardrobe over time. A very posh vest, that's a lovely detail. It adds a lovely blend of classic Hollywood child star glamour with a touch of British style. Anne Bott's doll, dressed in a white puffed shoulder blouse with a black vest and red skirt, mirrors the classic Shirley Temple style seen in the Prodigal Son era look. Bye for now. Just before I go, I'd like to let you know that I've also created a Facebook page named Shirley Temple Dolls Created by Mary O'Neill, where you can view the dolls I was talking about. That's the time we have available for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and remember to keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Coming up next, a true golden gem from Hollywood's sweetheart herself, Shirley Temple's song. That's right, it's the delightful tune that had everyone tapping their toes back in the day to her most popular song, On the Good Ship Lollipop.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.